William Branham's Different Jesus. If Jesus was created out of nothing in the womb of Mary, as William Branham taught, then he was not a descendant of Adam, and therefore not a part of the human race we belong to. He may have looked just like one of us, even down to having 46 chromosomes and having identically human genome in his DNA. But without having been descended from Adam as we are, he is not at all related to us. He would be no more related to us than a man from Mars. We have all inherited original sin from Adam because we are the descendants of Adam. The one exception, of course, is Jesus, because he is God in flesh. Paul says in chapter 5 of the book of Romans that as in Adam all have sinned, so in the obedience of Jesus Christ we are made righteous. Jesus is the antitype of Adam in this passage. Just as we inherit sin from the first man, Adam, by virtue of being of his race, in order for us to benefit from Jesus' obedience to the Father, we have to be part of his race. Jesus must be our federal head for his righteousness to be transferable to our account, just as Adam was our federal head in original sin being imputed to us. But if Jesus were not descended from Adam, as William Branham said, he is not related to us, and the type depicted by Paul doesn't work. The law of the kinsman redeemer, as portrayed in the book of Ruth, illustrates the necessity of a redeemer of property to be a near kinsman, or relative, of the one whose property he's redeeming. I'm sure you know that William Branham placed great importance on the fact that Jesus Christ was our kinsman redeemer. Jesus is portrayed in the New Testament as the redeemer of his people, Luke 1:68, indicating that he is indeed related to humanity. But if William Branham's teaching that Jesus was created in Mary's womb were true, then Jesus is not a member of the human race we belong to and could not be our kinsman redeemer. William Branham's Christology is demonstrably inconsistent. If Jesus were not a Jew by birth, which he could not have been if Mary wasn't his mother, in fact, William Branham taught that Jesus was not a Jew. If Jesus was not a Jew by birth, then he would not have been under the covenant of Moses, the very covenant he was sent to fulfill. Jesus considered himself to be a Jew, John 4:22. He had to have been a descendant of Mary in order to be Hebrew, and therefore qualified to fulfill the requirements of the law under the covenant God had made with the Hebrews. He is shown to be a descendant of Abraham, Matthew 1, Galatians 3:16, and of Judah, Hebrews 7:14. Jesus was, in fact, a Jew according to the Scriptures. Indeed, Jesus is not only related to us as a fellow descendant of Adam, but is heir to the throne of David because he is also a descendant of David. 2 Samuel 7:12, John 7:42, Romans 1:3, 2 Timothy 2:8. If Jesus were not a direct physical son of Mary, then he would not be a part of the human race which owed the debt of sin to God that we do. If Jesus were not a direct physical son of Mary, then he would not be a part of the human race which owed the debt of sin to God that we do. He would not be qualified to die for our sins as our human representative. The Father might as well have just forgiven our sins without punishing the human race for our sins. But he didn't, because that would not be just. The Father demonstrated his justice in punishing Jesus Christ for the sins of humanity, and demonstrated his mercy by imputing the righteousness of the one perfectly sinless member of our race to our account. The blood of bulls and goats was not sufficient. Only the blood of a spotless human being would work, Hebrews 10. If William Branham's teaching that Jesus was not the son of Mary were true, none of what the Bible says about his purpose in the incarnation can be true, and we would all be lost in our sins.